Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's fun to be here, and today I wanted to talk about a serious problem, but an important problem, and that is when women have bleeding after menopause. So what does that really mean? Well, menopause is defined as going through 12 months of no periods. That's the term for the natural decline in reproductive hormones that a woman experiences generally in her late 40s or early 50s. And once you've had that year with no bleeding, no periods, any vaginal bleeding that occurs is known as postmenopausal bleeding, and it is abnormal by definition. That means even if it looks very minor to you, you should speak to your doctor. This should be checked out. Most vaginal bleeding after menopause is benign. It doesn't carry a worrisome outcome. But 10 to 15% of women that do have postmenopausal bleeding may have local gynecologic cancers. And so I think it's really important to understand that you could have polyps or fibroids. The lining of the uterus could be too thick or too thin. You could have an infection. There could be some trauma in the area. There may have been some atrophy or very thinning of the lining. But unfortunately, it could also be indicators of endometrial cancer, cervical cancer, or ovarian cancer. So any amount of blood, any blood that looks like a period, any blood clot, any pinkish discharge, any blood that's on the toilet paper after using the bathroom, any blood that appears after vaginal intercourse, all of that is considered postmenopausal bleeding, and you should speak to your doctor. It's by definition abnormal. You want to check it out. You want to be sure that it's one of the benign causes and not something more worrisome.
Thank you, Dr. Brown, for talking about something that isn't discussed often. Bleeding after menopause. Anyone listening who wants to take charge of their health, remember the name of Dr. Brown's book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's available in most Canadian bookstores. I'm sure they'll order it in if they don't have it. It's available on Amazon, and drvivianbrown.com has a place where you can order it as well. And if you want a signed copy, you're welcome to call me and I'll send it to you. Just call and order at 416-504-6777. Dr. Brown, thank you for pointing out things that we need to be cautioned about and that aren't spoken about a lot. We need to take charge of our health and look after ourselves. And knowing these things is very important. So thank you very much for what you've done today and every week when you're with us.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's my pleasure.